The state high school Nordic ski champions were decided yesterday, and thanks to a strong anchor leg relay run, Mount Mansfield claimed the Division I girls title for the second year in a row. The repeat was in doubt after CVU closed a big lead Mount Mansfield had built up in the early freestyle portions of events at the Reichert Nordic Ski Center in Ripton, but MMU's Rose Clayton was chosen to anchor the final 2.5-kilometer relay section, and she rallied to cross the finish line in first place by a good 24 seconds, securing MMU's second straight D1 title. CVU took second place. Mount Anthony came in third. The boys' Division I crown went to Mount Anthony, fending off a strong push from second-place finishing Brattleboro, with BFA St. Albans rounding out the top three. The D1 boys' championship is the first for Mount Anthony in 9 years and the program's 10th title overall. In Division II, it was a sweep in both the boys' and girls' divisions for U32, both squads building up insurmountable leads in the early days of the competition to pull away with Monday's final events. The U32 girls won the state title in 2016, but it's been a longer drought for the boys, who bring the championship back for the first time since 2002, while ending hopes for a fourth consecutive title for Middlebury. The Tigers made a charge in the finale, with skiers finishing in the top three, but they still fell 11 points shy of the Raiders' total. Next up is the state Alpine Ski Championships, which began yesterday. Woodstock has the early lead in the girls' competition. The St. Johnsbury boys lead after one day of races at Burke Mountain. A couple of scores from the state high school basketball playdowns. The girls' Division II semifinals saw 4th-seeded Lake Region upset top-seeded Mount Abraham by just 1 point in a 38-37 win at Barry Auditorium. And in the Division IV semis, top-seeded Blue Mountain beat number 5 Mount St. Joseph 47-28. On the pro hard court, the slide continues for LeBron James and the L.A. Lakers, their latest loss coming against the team they share a home court with at Staples Center, the L.A. Clippers, in a 113-105 defeat for the Lakers. Danilo Gallinari led the Clippers with 23 points, and it's worth noting that the decidedly non-star-studded Clippers are en route to make the postseason. They're in 7th place in the Western Conference, while the glitzier and higher-profile Lakers are on the outside looking in. With just 18 games left in the regular season, the Lakers are 5.5 games outside the playoff bubble. In the NHL, the Toronto Maple Leafs rolled over the very good Calgary Flames 6-2 last night, with Tyler Ennis scoring his first career hat trick in the process. And with that win, the Leafs are just 1 point behind the Boston Bruins for second place in the Atlantic. That despite the Bruins enjoying a streak of 16 games now in which they have recorded at least 1 point. That second place tier is important because the Leafs and Bruins are on a collision course to meet in the first round of the NHL playoffs as they did last year, and home ice advantage hangs in that balance. The Bruins are on their home ice tonight, facing the hard-charging Carolina Hurricanes, who currently own the second and final wild-card playoff berth in the East. They are just 1 point ahead of Pittsburgh coming into that game tonight, so they will be a highly motivated opponent for the Bruins. And it is day 3 of the Iditarod in Alaska, and we're keeping an eye on the entire race, but also on 65-year-old Linwood Fiedler, a Vermont native who currently sits with his dogs in 21st place out of the 52 teams competing in the world's greatest race.